Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines. And once again, the destruction on Wall Street leads the news. The biggest loss in U.S. corporate history propelled the Dow to close at its lowest level since 1997. Yet again, American International Group posting a $61.7 billion loss for the fourth quarter of 2008, spooking the market and raising fears that efforts taken by the government to end this recession and the financial instability on Wall Street have not been effective. The Dow losing nearly 300 points to close at 6763. The broader S&P 500 off 34 to 701. The Nasdaq down 55 to 1323. Oil prices dropped more than 10%, down $4.61 to $40.15 per barrel. So what's going on here? Well, Pete Najarian of OptionMonster.com says investors are clearly worried about what's coming out of the federal government here in Washington.
The stimulus package was something that most of Wall Street was waiting for. They've gotten the stimulus package, and it's not been stimulating enough. And because of that, we continue to watch the financials day after day after day lead us down with very few momentary moves to the upside.
Najarian says that, in his opinion, he doesn't see a lot of indicators right now that suggest anything other than future major drops on the Dow.
When the energy stocks aren't participating and the financials are not participating and you start to find other areas in the commodity-related sectors not working, that's exactly the kind of a marketplace where we get these 200-point down days.
There may be some upsides to investors right now, but Najarian says he can't really see any.
We started negative, we've continued negative, and there's not a whole lot that we can grasp onto right now to say we are ready to turn because, and that's the major problem that the market faces right now.
Najarian says even commodities are being affected by the downturn. One piece of potentially good economic news is mentioned in the interview with Terry Jones. Americans opening up their wallets despite the rough economy in January. The Commerce Department reporting Monday that consumer spending was up 0.6% for the month. It was the largest increase since last May. Commerce did not revise the 1% drop in consumer spending for December. Additionally, the government report showed incomes were higher by 0.4% in January after falling 0.2% back in December. The numbers are compared to figures a year ago. Analysts warn the gains are expected to be temporary as jobs continue to be cut and wages fall as a result of this ongoing recession. Well, as mentioned, the ongoing instability of insurance giant AIG is weighing on the White House, and once again, the administration dipping into those TARP funds, also known as the Wall Street Bailout Fund, to keep the behemoth afloat. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs defending the move on Monday.
The Treasury Department and others felt that the systemic risk of doing nothing was simply unacceptable.
Translation, if you think the markets are in lousy condition now, just let AIG fail.
You know, I wonder what we'd be talking about if we let something like an AIG default on the massive amount of debt that it has and what that might do to the economy and to the markets.
Meanwhile, the Senate is tackling that massive omnibus appropriations bill that was passed by the House last week at a price tag of $410 billion. That's to fund the federal government through September. President Obama is expected to sign it despite the presence of billions of dollars in so-called earmarks. Meanwhile, the head of mortgage giant Freddie Mac is resigning. The lender has announced in a press release that David Moffett will leave the position of CEO and board member no later than March 13th. At the White House on Monday, President Obama finally naming a second nominee to head the Department of Health and Human Services. The selection is Kansas Democratic Governor Kathleen Sebelius. Obama says she is extremely well qualified for the job, and he says given our economic condition right now, significant health care reform is essential.
Commitment to reform that focuses not on Democratic ideas or Republican ideas, but on ideas that work to rein in costs, expand access, and improve the quality of health care for the American people. Kathleen Sebelius embodies such a commitment to bipartisan accomplishment.
In other news, Monday, the worlds of both news and broadcasting remain in mourning following the news that reached us on Saturday of the death of radio news legend Paul Harvey, who died at his Arizona home at the age of 90. Harvey's career lasted more than 75 years and was national for nearly 60. Harvey's voice was a familiar companion to Americans of all generations, and the way he started, conducted, and ended his broadcasts were instantly recognizable.
Paul Harvey, good day.
And we'll have more on the life and legacy of Paul Harvey later this hour. Another well-known voice is also battling a series of health problems. Ed McMahon, the longtime announcer of The Tonight Show, currently hospitalized with a number of medical problems, but his publicist believes the 85, soon-to-be 86-year-old will pull through. The publicist says the longtime entertainer, who was originally a Marine, is a fighter, not a quitter. And former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is writing a book. The impeached and convicted governor's PR firm says Blagojevich has signed a six-figure deal with Phoenix Books. The working title is The Governor. The tentative release date is in October. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll pay tribute to the incredible career of radio legend Paul Harvey. We'll also speak with Dave Finnegan of Ford about that company's ability to survive financially and its strategy for the road ahead. But when we come back, Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America about why she does not like Obama's choice for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Stay tuned.